Thank you to the 117 of you who answered my two-question survey on frontline supervisors. I think we'd all like to see a bigger N before we look at the data. So if you wouldn't mind going to my written copy of the blog and from there doing the link that will take you to the survey. I've been surprised by the initial results, and I'll write about the findings next week. Although women's liberation began to challenge norms back in the 60s and has been with us ever since, I wonder if we're at a new inflection point. With Senator Klobuchar's announcement, the Democrats now have four women running for president. The big jump in the women in the House is depicted below. It shows a huge, steep rise to 106 women in the House of Representatives and 25 in the Senate. So what's left for us to do, those of us who fashion ourselves everyday leaders? Four things. One, celebrate. Women's victories are everyone's victories in the sense that they demonstrate freedom to participate and openness to diversity. Two, see the distance yet to go. The steep growth rates that are depicted on my website are a marvelous picture, but a pie chart would show that women in the House and Senate occupy only 1/4 of the total seats. Three, gain personal awareness of lurking bias. You are biased. Yes, I've said it. I'll bet you feel defensive, perhaps want to go on the offensive with me. But consider what I'm saying. I don't mean you're intentionally biased, but as Malcolm Gladwell popularized in Blink, our unconscious minds make judgments at blinding speeds without our awareness, let alone consent. Our minds are steeped in culture, culture is steeped in history, and history is paternalistic. If you don't believe me, take an implicit association test. You can search for it online. It's at harvard.edu. They are fascinating experiments which reveal how our brains outrun us. It'll take you about 5 minutes if you'd like to give it a spin. And number four, be an ally, lead by two. One of the most significant and noble ways to lead is to invite someone else to lead. In classrooms and boardrooms in general, men will assert themselves freely, while many women play by rules of courtesy only to be ignored or talked over. So defer, nod, invite, ally, empower others as you lead with your best self.